The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The things your kids put you through, man.
Yeah.
The fun part of raising kids, every period of their life brings new adventures.
Sure.
The scary part of raising kids,
yeah.
Every period of their life brings new adventures. Mm. And there isn't a manual for this stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when things that never existed when you were a kid start to appear.
Yeah, everything changes.
And that's something that has become very apparent with my oldest daughter and a boy.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. If you have not yet, we suggest strongly.
Yeah.
You log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. Live stream's up, ready to roll. Mm. The break room, WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. Check out a man who did his best to dress like Sammy Davis Jr. in 1960.
That was when cool was cool.
Yeah, no, he was a swinging cat.
Yes. Mm. You think he had these socks?
Maybe.
No, he probably had way more expensive, classier socks.
Well, he was a rich man.
Yeah. He is a rich man.
I don't have Sammy money.
Well, at the end, neither did Sammy.
Yeah.
Log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. All right. My kid's at school, so we can talk about
it. All right, what happened?
So my daughter, she's 14 years old. I'm driving her home from hockey like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she reveals to me she's got a crush on a new boy.
Okay. Right?
And I'm like, okay. So I'm asking him about her. And she tells me he lives in Syracuse.
Out of town.
Out of town boy.
Long distance.
All right, that's strike one.
Okay, so yeah. She's got a friend of hers who like is friends with this kid. Yeah. She moved here from Syracuse and she like introduced her to this kid. Mm. The kid also plays hockey. Right. So he's always traveling just like we're always traveling. And she tells me that she is planning on doing a long-distance relationship. And it's okay. Just her and I in the car. She shares this with me. And I'm trying to be gentle dad when she tells me this. And I bring up the whole, you know, it's a really hard thing to do.
It don't work.
She don't even listen immediately. Right. You don't know. You don't know. You don't even know. I'm like, all right, you know what? You know, right. You got to make your own mistakes. Yeah. Fine.
And it kind of makes your life a little easier as a dad,
well,
right?
You think so, right?
Knowing he's
so.
Not in town.
I did think.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Right.
Well, last Monday night, my wife and I are in bed.
Yeah.
It's 9:30 at night, and Stella, my daughter, has a French final the next day. We all need to get good sleep. 9:30. Knocks on the bedroom door. She goes, so this boy from Syracuse?
Yeah.
We were talking about like what my favorite Taco Bell order was, and I told him, and he just told me that he is sending DoorDash Taco Bell to our front door.
Oh, man. That's a move.
This kid.
Damn. Most adult men wouldn't think of that.
I know. That is smooth.
That is that is top shelf move, man.
He put this order in at 9:30 on a Monday.
On a school night.
On a school night with my daughter. Okay, so I freaked out.
Yeah,
first off, you gave this kid you barely know our address. One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second, you're going to let him charm you with tacos.
I mean,
what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. So, I'd be sold.
I'm not trying to raise a Kimmy. Third, you're not staying up till 10:30 at night waiting for a burrito the night before a final
exam.
You're
not eating tacos after 9 o'clock in this house.
That's right. But I can't just leave it outside all night. God forbid I get a Mexican-loving coyote.
Yeah.
So I told her, like, you got to wait up. When the food gets here, you put it on the counter. Do not eat any of that food.
Look at you,
man. Oh, bro, I was laying it down, man.
Full on dad mode.
You don't touch the tacos.
No DoorDash after 10 o'clock.
No DoorDash, period. You gave the kid our address? What are you, nuts? What are you, nuts?
Is it weird for a kid that your daughter's dating to know her address?
But they're not really dating.
They're
yet.
Talking, Kimmy.
Okay.
They're in the talking
well, either
stage.
Either way, I don't know.
Hey, Kimmy.
That's not as weird to me. It's just the fact that like a kid could do that, and I just, it's not a world I lived in, but kind of cool.
Okay, that's too smooth a move for a 14-year-old kid.
Oh, bro, that's too smooth a move for, like I said, an adult guy wouldn't think of that. That's,
I know. You're right. They wouldn't.
That's a smooth operator, baby.
I don't like it. Because, like, here's the thing. There are two other boys that she's gone out on little dates with in her life, right? And, but it was,
their moves have got to be weak.
Well, that was it. Like, it was awkward young boy stuff. Like, the first kid, he brought a corsage, really sweet kid.
Kind of what you would expect as a dad.
Yeah. Second kid got her, like, a small Starbucks at the mall when they were walking around. This is not standard. This is, dare I say, charming. And I'm not going to stand for it.
Yeah.
You're not going to send my daughter tacos at 9:30 on a school night right to my front door. It's always the smooth ones you got to watch out for.
Well, no kidding, man.
All right, I got a question.
What?
And it's a sincere question because I am struggling. I am struggling right now.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If the better they treat your kid, the more worried you should be.
Well, this is different than treating well. This is showing he's got game.
I got it.
There's a little difference, man. The kid's got game.
Shut,
by the way,
shut up.
The kid's got more game than her daddy.
No, I got game. You know I got game.
Bro,
son.
You ate the Taco Bell before you got to the girlfriend's house. You smelled the Taco Bell.
You used her money to buy the Taco Bell.
Yes. All of these things are true. But it's only because I was broke. I don't know. I
mean, you couldn't afford a cell phone to call Taco Bell or Grubhub or whatever.
Okay.
So you want the kid to be smooth but not too smooth.
No, I don't want the kid to be smooth at all. Right. All right?
Okay. Maybe smooth is a bad word. You want whoever your daughter's seeing to treat your daughter well but not like too well.
All right. So let's break this down. The more they're willing to bend over backwards for your kid, the more they are willing to spend on your kid, the more surprises they have up their sleeve in this little relationship. Something your son or daughter does not expect, something they could not imagine, like instant tacos at the front door. They are being treated by this romantic interest in ways they were not treated by others.
Right.
That seems to me like a red flag and a problem.
Oh, yeah, because it's an ultra, it's a romantic adult move.
Shut up.
It is.
Well, it is only because he doesn't live here.
It spoke to her heart.
I mean,
like, they're having this conversation.
We can't go to Taco Bell together, so I got to say.
But she didn't even say she wanted it. He listened.
Yeah.
He deduced it ahead. Hey, this is a move I can make right now. Every woman would love this. An attentive guy listening to me talking, and then I react on it, and I surprise her. So it's an impulse surprise that chucks off every box in the romance book.
Shut your stupid mouth right now.
This kid should write a book.
Shut up. Yeah, well, it's going to be called The Time.
How to Piss Off Pat. No tacos after 10.
That's a fair policy, by the way.
By Syracuse Sammy.
I think it's also bugging you that you don't get to, like,
eat the tacos.
Right. No.
It also bugs you that you're not having face-to-face interactions with this kid.
Yeah,
so
you never,
like,
met him, right?
You're not really getting to read the situation.
He followed me on Instagram.
Man, see, that's another move, man.
Yeah, this is all a world we didn't live in as teenagers, so I don't know what that means. I couldn't tell you what it means about that kid.
Keep an eye on chump daddy.
Why did I become a chump all of a sudden?
No, but it also
in his eyes, you were chump.
Oh, also, don't you? I'll kick his ass.
It also lets Pat see everything he's doing, too.
That's the other weird thing, yes. Because, here's the thing. I try and follow everybody that follows me back on Instagram, so... Like 3 weeks ago, hockey player follows me on Instagram. I follow him back. And then my daughter was talking about him. And I go, wait a minute. Wait. I realized the name lined up. So I'm following him too. Like, he allowed me to follow him. Right. He is following me.
You're
I don't get that game, bro. What's a game, bro? What's a game, bro?
Don't make a trap look like a trap.
What?
Don't make a trap look like a trap.
I know what he's trying to say. I just don't like what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
I think you may be giving this kid a little too much credit.
So far,
you may be.
Give me a reason not to.
No, not you. I'm talking about Pat. Oh. Like, I feel like you think this kid's playing mind games with you.
Oh, No, I don't. I don't think he's playing mind games with me. I just want to know what the angle is here. I know what the angle is with the Taco Bell. I get that, and it's smooth, and I don't like it. What I don't get is the Instagram. Why are you following me, bro?
Keep an eye on you.
Keep an eye on me. How about I keep an eye on you?
Ooh. Ah. Keep an eye on you.
I'll keep an eye on you. Keep an eye on
me.
You always point to your eye first and point back.
This kid could see following you as a sign of respect to you because he hasn't met you yet. So he's trying to show you who he is.
I don't like this. 252 WCMF.
What's going to be real awkward is when it doesn't work out because,
no more Taco Bell.
No.
Lose that connection.
No more Taco Bell, period. No tacos after 10.
Who gets the unfollow first?
Ooh, you're right. 252 WCMF. My daughter is, as the kids call it, talking. She's 14 years old to a boy that lives in Syracuse. He's a hockey player. Like, she's a hockey player. Mm-hmm. He's friends with a friend of hers who just moved here from Syracuse, and she reveals to me in the car a couple of weeks ago that she's going to start a long-term relationship. And I go, no. And she's, you don't even know. You can't tell. So the kid, last week, on a Monday night, sent my daughter Taco Bell via DoorDash to our front door. And I don't like this. So as we go back, Kimmy, to the whole, the better they treat your kid, the more you should be suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, do you remember the first boy that wowed you with a gift or a move?
She's still waiting.
I thought her husband just marrying her would be enough.
I mean, anything a kid does for you when you're in, like, middle school is going to wow you.
So there's not something that sticks out in your head?
I can't think of, like, one specific thing.
Did no boy ever give you a present?
No, they did, but that's what I'm saying. But it was, like, a cute thing that a middle school kid thought they should do. Like, here's this ring that I, you know, bought from Target or something.
Bro, I think we just found out nobody gave her a present.
Oh, Kimmy.
I just said I would have been wowed with Taco Bell.
By the way,
yeah, you would have ripped it out of his hands like a Wolverine.
Chris writes us. Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Give him Kimmy's address. She would love that Taco Bell. Also, yeah, she's having an affair on her husband.
No, I mean, I thought, like, all those things are kind of standard, right? When your kid's dating, like, you know, you get food together. You get, like, little gifts for Valentine's Day and things like that.
But it's funny. Like, the little gifts are standard, right?
Yeah.
Like, I do have memories. Don't we all have memories of that kid in high school, the first one to get his girlfriend something, like, really nice?
Yeah.
It was always, like, a $30 chip diamond necklace from, like, Sears.
Yeah, it was adult. It was, like, an adult thing.
Yeah.
That stuff always made me feel kind of uncomfortable, and I don't know why.
Wait, say that again.
Like, if I felt like my boyfriend in high school, like, if he went above and beyond to get me something, like, it made me feel uncomfortable in a way. Like, this felt like too much.
Okay. Yeah, I get why you would see that.
It kind of gave me, like, as the kids call, like, the ick a little bit.
None of the girls I knew ever felt that way. Look at my necklace.
Oh, they'll grab it right away and start flashing.
But here's the thing. That kid that made that move,
yeah,
where, like, above, before all of us,
yeah,
he was never above board. He was never, like, a good dude. Like, I was friends with that kid, but he was never
a good
dude.
Yeah, he was shady.
Ah!
That's a shady kid.
And, like, here's the thing, too. With unconventional gifts come unconventional ideas, man. I know how this works. I know how this works.
I do remember a boyfriend getting me, he got me, like, balloons or something to school.
Well, you wanted
for,
those
like,
under your
birthday.
Sweater.
And I remember thinking, like, well, I don't know, I have to carry these around all day, man. Like, why'd you do this? And that's, like, that's so mean.
Like, to give you balloons?
No, for me to, like, have that
yes,
reaction,
yes.
Not to, like, him doing something nice. But now I'm like, well, now I'm going to carry all his stuff around all day.
He's still laughing at his balloons on
I know,
his
he
shirt
is,
joke.
I, yeah, not moving good. Past
it's
that.
A pretty
I also
good
don't
joke.
Think he can hear me today, so I'll just keep talking.
He did leave his hearing aids at home. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cody. Hey, Cody, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Duffy. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
So I think it's possible this kid has a large, elaborate plan going on that you're probably not even seeing.
What are you thinking?
So kid likes your daughter likes the kid. Kid buys her Taco Bell at a distance, wins her over.
Okay.
Tomorrow he goes out with his friends at school. He says, hey, guess what? Got this girlfriend out in Rochester. They go, Rochester? What's special about that? Her dad's a big celebrity. Check this out. I got his Instagram.
Wait, she's dating Weeze's daughter?
What?
Never mind, Cody. Yeah, I don't think that the kid's impressing anybody by dating okay.
Well, here's the thing, though. Especially people that are outside of Rochester that don't know you, they would look at your Instagram page, like if he's showing them, and they'd see that you're this big radio celebrity. I mean, they won't know that you're just some other Rochester schmuck that they gave a microphone for a couple hours every day. But from outside the city, they don't know that. So they would look at you and he'd say, oh, it's WCMF, Duffy, wow, look at that. And he's got this big one. He could pull over all of his friends. He's dating a celebrity's daughter.
Okay. Well, again, I feel bad for the kid. He's lying to his friends. Yeah. Cody, thanks for the call.
I don't know if that impresses a 14-year-old kid, but who knows? Maybe.
Yeah, none of my daughter's,
radio?
None of my daughter's friends were impressed by my show. What do you do?
Like the radio and in a different town.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Jason writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. If he got you a taco box as well, you would be sold. Yeah. But he didn't.
Mm.
Christina writes, he's following you so he can know more about you in order to connect with you if you have him at your house. It's a move to look cool in front of your daughter.
Doing
his homework. It's called recon.
Here's the thing. Kimmy kind of touched on this a second ago. This is going to get messy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Because everyone knows where this is going.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so she's going to ask me to drive her to Syracuse to see him. Yeah. And I have already told her that is not happening.
Okay.
Right? But she's a 14-year-old girl, and she doesn't take no for an answer.
No.
So I'm going to end up being the bad guy here. I'm not doing it.
She's going to buy herself a train ticket.
No, it's not even funny, man. The really complicated thing will be if this kid finds a way to get his parents to bring him here.
Well, that's a possibility.
Because first off, he made the trip for her. How romantic. But the bigger issue, I would assume if these parents are willing to make the drive from Syracuse, they'll expect me to do the same thing the other way.
Oh, yeah.
And I will feel bad, but I ain't doing it.
I'm
not doing it, bro. I'm not driving my daughter to Syracuse to go hang out with a boy you're going to break up with in like a month. I'm not doing that. It's not going to happen.
At some point, you're going to end up doing this.
Is your
stuff,
wife
you?
Willing to do it? Like, how does your wife feel about it?
Oh, no, I'm putting my foot down on that one.
Yeah, you're not.
See, you look at my foot.
So
no,
we're
not taking my daughter to Syracuse.
But what if she really likes the kid? She won't let
it go. Oh, you really like the kid? Plenty of boys here. Plenty of boys in Rochester.
Plenty of boys. Let's go online and look up plenty of boys in Rochester.
I mean, if it makes
you feel
it's
Tommy's face
better.
On the front. What?
If it makes you feel any better, like every kid I knew that had a boyfriend or girlfriend out of town, whether it was 30 minutes out of town or an hour, it didn't last very long.
I understand.
Even as adults, long distance doesn't work. It always tanks.
But it's so much easier now to connect with people that aren't there.
Yeah, but I mean,
true.
To a point. But at some point, you want to be with each other. It's just not going to happen.
Okay, but no, that's going to be the problem. Is
I ain't driving you to Syracuse.
I'm not.
We got plenty of cheap boys around here for you to date. Non-taco boys.
Well, she also thinks, because he plays travel hockey, she plays travel hockey, right? Like, we go to Syracuse a bunch to go play games. And she thinks we're going to hang around for 3 hours after a game.
And they'll be a hockey couple.
Yeah, and that ain't going to happen. I'm not hanging out in Syracuse for 3 hours after one of your games. I got enough stuff going on. I got to get home. We got to make dinner. I got to get the show ready for Monday.
Oh, we got to do the show.
Scott writes us on Instagram, says, maybe he's doing all this to meet Tommy.
Why would he want to meet an old, hard-of-hearing guy?
I think that was the joke.
Oh. Oh, okay. Good.
Are you following you?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Now we have to call the police.
I feel like there's no hope
for this
young kid.
Hello, young man.
I feel like there's no hope for this kid in your mind now because he's already ruined. And even if you meet him in person and he seems like a really stand up 14-year-old kid, you're not gonna like him.
Well, here's the thing: in the defense of the kid, right? Like, it's a teenage boy.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
Yeah, like I got nothing personal against.
No,
the kid.
They're all the same.
Yeah, nice
it's
kid.
All the same kid.
Well, and here's the thing: even the other two like little boys that she's gone on like dates with or went to the dance with, right? Like, I like the kids.
Yeah.
They're good kids. It's just my job to not like
them. Right, because you know the drill.
There's nothing he can do.
Right.
There is nothing he can do that will make me go, oh, yeah, this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is all good. He can be the nicest guy in the world.
But he ain't.
Yeah, I know. You know he is. I know you ain't. I know what you're doing there. 252-WCMF. Let's take one more call. We've heard from a couple of dudes.
All right.
We've gotten bad advice from you.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy says that tacos win women over every time.
Would work for me.
Let's go with Yvonne. She's on CMF. Ooh. Hello, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Kimmy, you were just saying that most relationships that are like, when you date with somebody that's like 30 minutes or more away.
Well, I meant like high school kids.
I have to disagree. I met my husband. He was more than 30 minutes away, and we've been together for 48 years.
But how soon did he send you tacos into the relationship?
Oh, he never sent me tacos. We don't eat tacos.
At all.
Well,
tacos being eaten in that house.
It's pretty amazing that it's lasted that long, Yvonne. What's that?
Pardon?
No, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I said I met him over the telephone, and like I said, 48 years later, we're still together.
Yeah, but how long before you guys were together?
3 months.
When you say you met him over the telephone, did you just pick up a phone and he was on it?
How did that work?
It was like a party line back in 77.
Wait, you married a guy you met on a party line?
Yes.
You know why?
What?
Dirty talk. They was doing dirty talk.
Yvonne, were they doing dirty talk?
No, they were not.
Yes, you was.
Did you?
Okay. He was actually annoying playing Mary Had a Little Lamb on his cell phone or his telephone with the buttons. Everybody was getting mad. He asked me for my number, and I gave it to him.
So you had no boyfriend before this?
No, not really.
All right. Well, but it worked out for her.
Wow.
It did.
How old were you?
16.
Oh, God, this story sucks, Yvonne.
It's like I'm talking to my sister.
Oh, don't. Yvonne, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Okay.
That's a unique story.
So she married the first guy she ever met.
Don't be a dick and stop saying that because I don't want to think about that right now.
I understand.
Shut up. No, you don't.
No, listen, man.
Pat's going to Taco Boy's wedding in about 10 years.
You take Taco Boy to be your lovely wedded husband.
Taco Bell late night snack.
I am convinced that my 14-year-old daughter does everything she can just to make my life harder.
But that's her gig.
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be.
Is.
No.
No, everything she's going to do is going to be hard for you as a dad.
No, really? You don't have to.
They're letting go.
I mean, I feel like you think she's never going to date somebody.
No, I understand the dating, right? You can. The third try, you're an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
That third shot. Like, it's like she's like, now what situation can I get myself in that will make for the most arguing, the most potential miles put on the car, the biggest uncomfortable conversation?
All that friction.
Let's go with this one.
Mm-hmm.
You start dating a bear next month. Well, he's a good bear. You don't understand him. All right, let's take a break.
Yep. Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, this is something that hasn't bubbled up in a while.
Oh, what's bubbled?
Well, look, there are lots of folks, if you're a sports person, you are a hometown fan.
Yeah, you should be.
And all of a sudden, those hometown fans show up when these teams get good.
Mm-hmm.
And this team has not been good in a very long time.
Yeah.
But starting tonight, you have to choose between home team or home kit.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Last night, the NBA Conference Finals kicked off. The Oklahoma City Thunder blew out the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Damn.
I know, very exciting matchup nationally. Yes. It sucks because here's the thing. The basketball's great. There are two great stars, one on each team.
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But, like, NBA's not that big in Rochester.
It's just that's the two blandest cities I could think of.
Like, they showed an overhead shot of Oklahoma City, and it's just a concrete monster.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been to Oklahoma City, you know how much
keep
it sucks.
Keep going.
Yes. Okay. So tonight is the anticipated matchup. The New York Knicks take on the Indiana Pacers, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. It is the furthest the Knicks have made it in the playoffs since 1999.
Damn.
And I believe Rochester native Jeff Van Gundy was the head coach the last time they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's back when he had some hair.
I also think, was John Wallace on that team, Athena graduate?
In he might have been.
I think he was on that team. Anywho.
Right.
Now, we know the NBA, like we said, is not as popular around here because the closest team is 3 hours away, and that's over an international border.
Yeah.
But as the Knicks have gotten good the last 2 years.
He was not on,
not on
the
that
Knicks,
team. Okay, thank you. All of a sudden, those Knicks jerseys and hats have started to show up again the last couple of weeks.
It makes sense.
So are Rochester folks Knicks fans right now?
You would think, right?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, if you grew up, if you're a guy my age and you were here in the 70s in their heyday, you've got to be jonesing for this.
Okay, but let's not forget, that wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that far off that the Royals were here. So you may have been a Royals fan.
Not in the 70s.
Right? Well, it would have only been 10 years since the team left.
But then you went through the Ewing years.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think you would be pulling for him, right?
But you also got to remember, too, like the NBA in the 70s, it wasn't like a nationally televised
event.
Right? Not like it is now. I mean, hell, they were playing NBA Finals games on tape delay in the mid-80s.
Mm.
Legit. All right. Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
if you meet a Knicks fan in Rochester right now,
yeah,
do you assume that person is a Knicks fan, or do you assume that person is jumping on a bandwagon?
So I did know a few Knicks fans growing up. So kind of hard to say. Like, I feel like if you're passionate about basketball, you've probably been a fan. Like, depends on how into the game you are, I guess.
Okay.
Like, if you're pretty passionate about how this game's going to go, I'm going to give you the credit that you're probably a Knicks fan.
I'm going to see the celebration.
In New York?
Yeah. I mean, nobody does it better, right?
Well, I mean, hell, they
but
won.
But to get that, you know, when's the last time they had anything? Was it the Yankees?
The last championship was the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even like you bring up the celebration, just making it out of the second round, like Manhattan was just full of people in the streets and Knicks jerseys freaking out, throwing trash at a Pacers fan. Did you see that?
No.
So there was a Pacer, a guy walking around like an idiot in a Pacers jersey.
Poor time in there, buddy.
Yeah, so they're throwing trash at him, and one of the stars of the Pacers invited him to game four.
Oh, so it kind of worked.
Well, yeah, but you still got pelted with trash.
But I'm thinking how nutty it was when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
In New York.
Yeah. And then now it had been, what, how long that drought was.
Yep.
And the place went nuts.
Okay.
It was fun.
You want to see the celebration?
Oh, I damn sure don't want to see the celebration in Indiana or
it would be nuts too, I bet.
Oklahoma.
All right, well, here's
the thing. Yeah, but it's Midwest nuts.
Not sexy.
No.
So here's the thing. You would think, because we live in Rochester, you would cheer for the Knicks because they are the closest team in proximity. Yeah. However, you can also make an argument, if you are a Rochester-centric person, you want to cheer for the Pacers.
Again, the dullest town on the goddamn planet.
Yeah, Indianapolis is a
It's just dull.
Thomas Bryant, Kearney graduate, is a forward for the Pacers, and he's actually getting like 10 minutes a game in the playoffs. All right. He's a rotational guy, but he's playing legitimate time. He won an NBA championship with the Nuggets 2 years ago.
All right.
And I believe, outside of the Rochester Royals and the guys from Rochester that played on that team in the 50s, I think he was the first Rochesterian since then to win an NBA title. He's going for a second ring. So are you more Rochester cheering for the Knicks because they're a New York team? Or are you more Rochester pulling for Thomas Bryant to get his second ring?
I'm for Knicks, not the Hicks.
Boo.
That's a Hick town, man.
Boo. Sucks.
Put that on a t-shirt. You could sell it.
Chris. Chris writes us on Twitter. He says, I'm 43, love the Knicks during the Ewing years, and I still love them today.
Yeah, how could you not?
I mean, I can understand, though, with that big of a gap and a team that's not really local, like, you're a fan, but I wonder how closely you paid attention in that time. And I would kind of understand why you're not, like, you know, diehard for the last 20 years.
Yeah, but you drift back to the Knicks, right? Because I'm sure you didn't become a Pacers fan, right? You didn't give up on the Knicks and like, oh my God, I got to check out the Pacers.
Well, that's the other thing is like, you know, one of the hottest rivalries in the 90s was the Knicks-Pacers, that famous Spike Lee, Reggie Miller choke game that everyone remembers, the fighting and
all
that.
It was that documentary on 30 for 30.
Yeah. And by the way, Reggie Miller tonight will be the color analyst on TNT.
Oh, wow.
So he'll be in, I think they're in the Garden. Are they in the Garden tonight?
Yeah, I think it's in New York for the first two, I want to say.
That would make sense. Well, yeah, okay. But here's the thing. Like, the Knicks also have had several Rochester connections over the years. We brought up Van Gundy, who was from Rochester, coach of the Knicks during their heyday, right? John Wallace, drafted by the Knicks out of Syracuse. Also, if you're a Syracuse fan, Melo spent a whole bunch of years playing with them.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess it would make sense, like, if you are someone who is a Rochester person, you would also have been a Knicks fan the whole time.
Yeah. Or at least a fair weather.
I don't know. I mean, I am excited to watch this.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's not a blowout. I want to see good basketball. I don't know if I want the Knicks to go, though.
Why not?
I hate seeing New York have anything.
Why?
You're from New York.
No, New York City.
See, like, I don't, like, it's not a team that I.
Now you sound like a hillbilly.
See, I root against all Boston teams, right? Like, it's easy for me, if the Celtics were in it, to just root against them because it's Boston. Like, I don't feel that way about New York teams.
I assume that everyone who likes, like, okay, I hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
I hate the Jets. And I don't want those people to have any joy.
I don't know. I don't hate them as much as other towns.
No, but like those guys.
Those teams.
Yeah, those teams, they share fans.
All right.
I don't want you to be happy. I want you to lose.
Okay.
And that breaks my heart because I do want to see, like, the Knicks team is interesting. It's really good basketball.
You could be a fan of the Knicks and the Mets. I mean, like.
And
you
the
could
Rangers.
Still, and if
I hate the Rangers.
New York teams have experienced a lot of heartbreak lately. It's not like.
Yeah.
It's not like they're a town that has a ton to root for sports-wise.
Yeah, but I also kind
of. Unless you're a fan of the Yankees, but even they haven't, you know, done much lately.
I also kind of dislike everyone I know who cheers for the Mets.
Really?
And if you're one of them, I said it.
Well, I always find it odd that you're a Mets fan.
Why is that?
Why would you root for that team over, like, the greatest baseball team of all time?
Well, because then you're a dick if you're rooting for the Yankees.
But if you're a Mets fan, it's almost like your theory about being a Dolphins fan.
You just wanted attention.
You're just doing it to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, to just get under everybody.
All right. Well, tonight,
all right,
TNT. 8 o'clock tip-off, Rochester's own Thomas Bryant versus New York's team, the New York Knicks.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.